Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Ah, baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you, Saya.
Good day to you.
We were off yesterday due to a power outage. We are back today with more electricity.
Hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Nicky Skates is in the back.
How we doing? How we doing?
Games.
Fucking go, Skates!
At the paint con.
Give me Guinos or give me death.
Need a W, boys.
Need a fucking W.
Come on!
We will jump into the NHL playoffs. Fucking huge weekend for the NHL playoffs. And the man on the mic who is also working the cameras, Emmett Otter McMahon. See back here.
Sorry, yeah, I'm juggling a couple other things too.
Okay.
We're running around today.
Okay, well.
Well, the great power outage of 2022 couldn't hold me down. I was still red hot in the association.
Where are you?
Last night. Yeah, 2-0, dude. Come
hell
on.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
2+2s that just won outright.
Mavs and Heat, why are you smiling like that? Was he not?
What's that?
What?
What's up?
I was 2-0 in the association. I might have been 2-2 on the rest of the day, but I mean, like, I was still 2-0 in the association.
That's, hey.
Tell the whole card.
Shout out.
I've lost two homer bets. Yeah, okay. I lost two homer bets. Sorry. If you follow me, you know that I was betting those because obviously what else was I going to do? I didn't have anything else to say.
Here, let me tell you. Let me tell you one thing, man.
What's up, Phil? Phil just said Tone in the chat, so I got to. What's up, dude?
There's no need to ever lay -186 with the White Sox against the Yankees.
Oh, nice.
I lost on the White Sox yesterday as well, but just going forward, I don't think that's the thing we do.
Well, sorry, I wasn't listening. I was talking to Phil.
Well, I didn't know who the fuck that pitcher was for the Yankees. I'd never heard of him.
Big,
and then
Dick
I
Gill?
Knew. Yeah, I didn't
Louis
know
Gill?
Who that was.
Louis
I didn't,
Gill.
So he's good?
Well, no, he's not, but for whatever reason, Cease can't pitch against good teams.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Where the fuck is Lance Lynn?
Where the fuck is Lance Lynn?
How many games are we in? I thought he was out for 2 weeks.
What was I going to say? Where is Lance Lynn? Where is Lance Lynn? Not from. Yeah, Google's not
working. Hey, I got a bone to pick with FanDuel, by the way.
Shout out.
Oh, whoa. So do I, actually.
You can't be putting out boosts like that.
What do you mean?
The rags and the flames.
Big MLB slate to do. Let's just jump right into it.
Wow.
NHL tonight.
Do you not hear me?
Yeah, I am right now. Boost.
Oh.
I said big MLB slate tonight.
Oh.
Let's jump into it right now.
Oh, we're going
NHL.
Oh, I thought you were going right into the.
No,
it was a weird transition.
I thought he was going right to the diamond.
I went to you and I said game six. And then I went to him and we talked about NBA. And I just had to get it out there that we were going to talk about NBA, MLB today and footy for tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we will jump onto the ice. Because, listen, we already have. Let's do this. Before we get to tonight. We have 3 game 7s tomorrow.
Sure as hell do.
Caniacs are -130 at home against the Bees. Leafs are -120. Both very gettable lines, no matter what side you like.
I do.
Just take the fucking money line on those two games. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Give me the Lightning, give me the Canes.
Lightning, Leafs, and Bruins and Canes. They're fucking short lines.
Who are you taking?
I haven't said anything.
Give me
I'm just setting the table.
The Lightning and give me the Canes.
Fucking Bees are going to steal one.
They have not shown that they can play in Carolina at all.
All it takes is one.
He doubts the Caniacs.
They spanked them last night, dude. That wasn't just...
So both of these series, no road team.
And they got
won,
spanked
right?
The other night.
Yeah.
It's a homer series, yeah.
It's a homer series.
Completely homer.
And I'm going to take both away teams.
You're on the Canes and Lightning?
Canes and the Lightning.
It feels like I should take the Canes and the Lightning. Lightning just because of...
What is Lightning? Lightning's even money, right?
They're +100.
That just... I mean, the Leafs are a meltdown waiting to happen, and it happened last night. Maybe they got it out of the way. Maybe they can overcome it. I doubt it.
That series has been awesome.
Yeah, it has.
Insane.
I will put
hats
my money on the Lightning. They've been there, done that. Kane's Boston, that truly is a coin flip.
Is the coin picking?
No, because we've already said what we want to do. We don't want to do that.
Yeah. I'm just saying it could go.
I know, okay, but we've already but we don't want to fucking go back.
I'm gonna ride with you on Canes and Lightning. And then I refuse to believe that the Edmonton Oilers are going to lose to the Los Angeles Kings.
Why? What has shown you?
Nothing.
What's that? What did you say?
He said he refused to believe the Oilers will lose to the Kings. And I just simply asked why.
I'm going to sit that one out because I'm not laying with the Oilers to win in 60 minutes.
Yeah, I'm also going to sit it out, but gun to my head, I would be on the Oilers. I would be leaning Oilers.
If you have...
Everyone thought, I was telling Nick about this, everyone thought Evander Kane was doing this because for Game 7. He also has 7 goals in the series. Like, I think that
works
was...
Works out, Bert.
That was a strictly... Works out good that for was, everyone thought that was Game 7.
That's
that
himself.
That was Evander Kane. This one's for me. I got seven. And I respect it.
When you have that much offensive firepower...
Mike Smith is a fucking circus, dude. That guy, can you watch? Imagine that guy being your goalie.
No.
Well, I would take. Would you take
fucking Louis Domingue? So.
Yeah, I mean,
would you take Fleury had his moments. Would you take Mike Smith over Domingue?
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would.
Who would you take in a game 7, Mike Smith or Jonathan Quick? I know who I'm taking.
Yeah, Quick. Been there before.
Johnny Quick.
Done it before.
Stud.
I mean, they're both bags of bones at this point. This may be Quick's last run. You know,
isn't Mike Smith like 6'6"?
He may be leaving it all out there.
Feels like Mike Smith's been bigger in the league for 30 years. Yeah, he was Marty Turco's backup with the Stars.
Yeah, and he's fucking 40 years old.
He was the Coyotes for a while?
Yeah, he had a little run.
Is he actually 40?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yikes. What a run.
This guy break. All right, so that's what we're looking at.
I did squats last night. I could barely fucking... I'm growing at 36.
That's what we're looking at tomorrow. But tonight, Rangers-Pens, 7-10 puck drop. Pens are plus 105 at home. Rangers minus 126 on the road. Pens are still got Domingue in net. They are without Sid.
Jari and Crosby are out.
Rick Rackle, game time decision.
Big Dickie Raquel, potential game time decision. I don't know how promising that is either, though. I will take Ben's money line just because it's what I've been doing all series.
Have to.
If you're a good gambler, no
you gotta,
Crosby.
You got to take. You got to take.
Rangers might be the play.
Nah. Home pop, plus 105.
I told you I'm taking.
I don't see a way.
I mean, I'm stuck with the teams. I've stuck with the whole series.
I mean, Gino's going to have to go fucking superhuman. He's going to have to drop acid tonight.
I don't think
he
does.
Is he capable of it? Sure, but is it likely?
I hate tonight's games, to be honest with you.
It's tough. It's a tough slate.
Panthers are at the Caps, minus 170 favorites.
If Panthers keeps trickling down, if we can get Panthers like minus 160 before...
I think the Caps will push this to 7 because they're at home. And they've had a lead for most of the series. Yeah. A lot of the time has been the cap, or has been the Panthers coming, the Panthers coming from behind. I like the Caps to better hold that lead at home, where they can get the line matchups they want and everything like that.
So you're taking a money line?
I'll take Caps money line tonight. Yeah.
See, like it could go two ways. When you give up that lead that you gave up last game, you can say, "Hey, fuck it. We have been potentially the better team in this series." It can go the other way, but I assume normally with the Caps, I assume it goes the positive way because they have been there, done that.
Oshie, Carlson,
yeah.
Orlov, Ovechkin, like those guys, they're not quitters. Like there are some teams that would roll over there. I don't think they're going to roll over. If they get steamrolled, it's not going to be from lack of effort.
I agree.
And this one tonight, lad.
Calgary back in Dallas.
I love the way Dallas plays in Calgary. Give me Texas hockey.
I did just see a post that the Bombs may be back in the building. Do with that what you will.
Hold the phone. Fucking Bones, make a call.
Oh, this is in Dallas. I'm an idiot. Yeah, I'm still on Dallas. Especially.
What the fuck is this? I thought.
Oh, did you?
Especially if the cannons are fired behind the bench.
I thought that's what you sent me. I don't even. Wait, what are you sending me that shit for? Fucking no.
Hold on, I'll send you the Bombs.
Yeah, I mean, this could be the last time I get to bet on Texas hockey all year. So obviously, I'm going to take the money line plus 140.
So I'm on all the dogs tonight. I don't love that.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yes.
Sound on. Should the Twins be back in the building this evening? Does that make you feel better about the Stars or not?
I mean, I was on them either way, but yeah.
Can Jamie Benn do something, pal?
Don't fucking. I've been.
Can Tyler Seguin do something?
Seguin's flying around. He hasn't been scoring.
Where's the snipe? Give us a snipe.
But fucking Ben, Jesus.
Can Joe Pavelski fucking tip one in front of the net?
Seriously, that's his fucking office.
We can't we can't even set up our power play is the fucking issue. We literally can't. We're better off 5-on-5 than on the power play right now. It's tough. It's a tough watch. But
come on, Robo. Come on, Rupe.
We got a shot. Okay. I mean, that's all you can ask for. Send it to 7, lads.
Good luck tonight.
Give us hope.
Good luck tonight.
Good luck, boys.
I'm on nothing tonight. Couldn't find a way. I'm on games tomorrow.
I hear you. Could have 3 more game 7s.
Leafs and Canucks tomorrow. Could have 3 more game 7s. What a wild time. Speaking of game 7s, congrats to the Mavs who are fucking forcing a game 7 against the Suns.
That game I don't know what to do with.
What is it at? 6? It's been 6 in that series the entire time. Has anyone lost a home game in that one?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Feels like +6 would be the way.
And the Suns blew out the Mavs last time they were in that arena, correct?
Warriors are -8. Yes.
Beat them by 30
tonight.
Points.
You lean anywhere for that one yet, even though it's not till Sunday, Mitt?
Not till Sunday?
Yeah.
See, the Devin Booker Luka thing just makes me want to take Luka over Booker.
It does, doesn't it?
I mean, Booker was, winning 19, 27 games a year until Chris Paul came around? Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, they had the number one pick and drafted DeAndre Ayton. Like, Booker, like, I don't know. I just think Booker has a little too much confidence for what he's been really doing.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa.
I mean, is he is he even an all-star?
Yes.
Was he an all-star this year?
Mitt, don't do this.
How many guards, seriously though, how many guards in the East are you going to say are all-stars then?
Well, he's in the West.
I mean, in the West, that's what I meant, but yeah.
I mean, the guy was dominant last year in their run to the finals.
He was averaged 26 points.
He's been an all-star each of the last 3 years. He's 25 years old. Give him a break. I know you like Luka, but let's not get crazy.
Breaking news.
What?
Holy shit.
Real news.
What a trade. Real news?
The Raiders are trading Bryan Edwards to the Falcons.
They need wide receivers for?
It doesn't say.
Bag of balls.
They do need wideouts down there in Atlanta.
Bryan Edwards, good player, though.
Is he?
Decent player.
Actually?
Yeah. We'll get you some catches. We'll get you fucking 30, 40 balls a year. Mitt, how come you didn't break that?
Sorry, Tony. I'm trying to put together the podcast right now, and my computer has low disk storage, which if you ever experienced that, you're fucked.
Fucking empty your fucking trash, Mitt. Dude.
Empty your trash, dude.
I'm doing it. I'm trying.
Tonight, Celts are in Milwaukee. Celts are dogs. The Celtics fucking dominated that last game until they didn't. I'm gonna go back to the well on the Celtics here in this one.
I'm gonna take Celtics money line.
Oh, you don't want the one to know.
Nah, they're winning tonight. And then
give me the Grizz.
What's that?
I'll take the Grizz +8.
Yeah, I'm gonna go let's go 6-point teaser.
Okay.
Celtics up to 7.5, Grizz up to 14.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that.
I'll take the this last time we did this, it won. So I'll take the Celtics and Grizz. Where they're at and tease them too.
There we go.
Mitt, I know you're doing it, but just for the
Celtics
NBA.
Money line and Grizz money line.
Ooh, money line.
Yep, Warriors are blowing it. I'm already calling it.
Holy shit.
Okay, that's pretty hype.
Yeah, they're up 3-1. It was hilarious.
Mitt, that's pretty hype.
That's hype, bro.
Super hype, dude. What do you mean?
Okay, there's a body armor NBA super boost.
Dylan Brooks, 25 plus.
Steph and Desmond Bane to score 50 combined points.
Not a chance.
Not a you heard. Hey, you heard it first.
Tribe spoke.
Not a fucking chance. All right, let's go to the diamond. Can we go there now?
Hit it.
Can we go to the fucking diamond now?
Hit it.
Pretty decent slate tonight. Starting at 6:35 all the way till 10:10. I'm rolling with five picks. How many you got?
Eight.
Okay.
Friday's kind of just let it eat.
I hear you.
Let it eat, bud.
I had horrible days Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yep.
I had a 500 day yesterday, even though this was not on the show, so it doesn't count. So I'm hoping today we're back. Today I'm really hoping we're back.
Here we go.
First pitch, Molly and Keller.
Yeah.
Reds at Buccos. I will stay away from this one.
Reds first five plus a half.
You
with, taking it all serious.
With Molly, huh?
I love Molly, the pitcher.
Still?
Yeah. 6 ERA, it's not bad. Keller's like 6.2.
No, I agree with you. That's why I am.
Reds are hot. Reds are hot. Ride them while you can, because this might be the only time all year.
Correct. Speaking of hot, not the teams necessarily, but the pitching matchup between Milwaukee and Miami.
Tough Corbin, one, lad.
Corbin Burns has a 1.86.
Tough one, lad.
Corbin Burns obviously was a very good pitcher last year, is also a very good pitcher again this year. Pablo Lopez has a 1 ERA, has had one bad game. Other than that, he has 5 starts where he's given up less than one run.
Jeez.
Or fewer. I couldn't take anything here because I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know, because both pitchers are really good. It could be 0-0 at five, but I also didn't want to take under 3.5 minus 140.
Man, that's not good.
So I did nothing. You doing something here?
Yeah.
Which side? You taking Bruce?
Who?
Bruce? Brewers are 5-5 in their last 10. Miami is 2-8 in their last 10.
Yeah, I hate the Brewers, but I'll take Brewers money line with Burnsy.
Let me look at their let's look at the first five.
Yeah. Probably fucking terrible.
That's first five run line. Give me first five.
Feels like every time I bet on the Brewers, they've kind of kicked me in the
money line.
Holy shit.
What happened?
Barbecue Bruce is back.
Boudreaux? Yeah,
that popped earlier.
Let's go, dude. Let's go, Bruce.
What a back for another year.
Okay. So you're going Brewers?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good pitching matchup.
It is very good.
That is an absolute barn burner.
Very good.
Framber Valdez goes against Josiah Gray. The Stros have won 10 in a row. Framber has not been great, but he has a 1.64 away ERA.
Hell yeah.
I have to back the team that has won 10 in a row.
Yes, I am with you, Tony.
I will take the Houston first five money line. It was at 140 this morning. What's it at now?
I will take it as well.
It's at 150 now.
Yeah.
Houston first five. We will be on that together. Josiah Gray is either has a good start or he's a very bad start.
No in between, my
friend. Let's pray for that bad one.
Have a bad one, lad.
Jordan Lyles is going against E-Rod. Baltimore at Detroit.
No, thanks.
I'm going to do something
here. You're taking the O's?
I'm going to take the O's as plus a half. I just have to because of how bad the Tigers have been.
You have to.
They're 0-5 as a favorite in their last five, 1-9 in their last 10. Jordan Lyles has been okay. But it's just, Detroit's been really bad, right? Jordan Lyles has a 4 ERA. It's not terrible.
Yeah.
He had one bad start where he gave up 6. So, yeah, give me the... Give me Baltimore plus a half here.
Mm-hmm.
Marco Gonzalez is going to get Scherz. Seattle at New York. I'm good.
I'm out. I'm out. One.
Toronto's at Tampa Bay. Yeah. Gausman versus Rasmussen. I'm going to take the plus a half with the Rays.
Are you?
Yeah, Gausman, I believe he's an early favorite for AL.
Yeah, he's dealing.
Cy Young. But the Jays have lost 4 in a row.
This is true. I expect them to figure it out tonight.
Are you going aside here? You're going to Jays?
Jays, first 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love. I was taking the half here.
Nah.
Gausman's got a 2.13. Rasmussen's got a 2.89. This was really just...
plus a half at home.
Yeah, plus a half at home.
Can't complain.
I have a hard time passing that up.
Yep.
Darvish is going against Freed. Padres are dogs.
Darvish on the road just doesn't.
I was just about to say that for me. He has a let me look. He has a 4 ERA, but on the road he has a 7.9.
Yeah.
1.3 at home. Fried's been good. 2.68 ERA. I'm gonna stay away though.
Yeah, me too, Phil.
I did not. You know, if it was you at home.
Something to think about.
Pavetta's going against Dane Dunning. Bo Sox in Texas. I'll stay away from that one.
Pavetta figures it out tonight. Red Sox plus a half.
Nick, you
want to on, dude.
Nick, you jump on that one.
Can't do it. Can't be done. It simply cannot be done.
Pavetta's not been good, but tonight he figures it out.
He was good last year. He'll find it.
Savali versus Sonny Gray. Cleveland versus Minnesota. Minnesota was swinging a hot bat. Then they faced the Astros, and they scored 3 runs in 3 games. Savali has a 9.45 ERA, though. Sonny Gray, is this his first start of the year? No. Sonny Gray has a 2.08 home. I really wanted to take Minnesota here.
I'm not laying a half.
I'm not laying a half.
I mean, Favalli has been god-awful.
Horrendous. I'm not laying a half, and I'm not laying 160 first 5 minutes. You on the same page here?
Yeah. No, thanks.
Garrett Cole goes against Vince Velasquez.
Vincey.
Yankees at the Sox.
Too rich.
I don't love it, but I'm going to take the White Sox first 5 plus a half.
Ooh.
I couldn't help myself.
Wow.
I think Vince Velasquez has been good enough that at that number I can take a shot on it.
Fucking great bet.
Well, he's a 2.51 home. The Yankees are a fucking wagon, though.
They are playing ball, my friend.
So that was a little bit of a worry. Giants are at St. Louis. Logan Webb versus Jordan Hicks. Logan Webb has not been good. He has a 3.82. Maybe. He's a 5.23 away ERA. Yeah. Jordan Hicks has a 3.78. He is 4.91 at home, 2.89 on the road. So there was no way I wanted to go here.
I'll take the Giants. Okay. I believe in fucking Webby.
Okay.
Come on, lad.
Interesting one. Casey at Colorado, yeah. Greinke and Freeland.
What are we talking about?
Which side? Are you on the Royals?
Yeah. I love Greinke.
He's been good.
Yep.
This is
like when Greinke was on the D-backs and we got Greinke plus a half all the time.
Sure.
I mean, he's not as good as he once was.
I just
he's good once.
I just know the Rockies are a good ball club at home, so I'm staying away.
Yeah, I'm taking
Freeland's actually been good since he got paid.
Yeah, good time to pay him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Chase Silseth.
Pardon?
Chase Silseth. Silseth. Silseth.
Oh, against Jeffries. Yeah. Dalton Jeffries has fallen on his face after coming out of the gate.
Last 3 games have been bad. Dalton, I'll stay away.
Is it? Yeah, I'm good. I like back in the A's plus a half, Dalton, but I cannot do double it. Double deuce.
Chicago is at Arizona. Smiley versus Davies. A couple fucking guys. The last couple weeks. Holy shit. Last couple weeks, the Cubs have been dead last versus right-handed pitching. I'm going to take the what did I get it at?
Smiley has not been as good as well.
I'm going to take Diamondbacks first 5.
I'm with you, my friend. I am with you.
Drew Smiley has not been great.
No. He was at the start of the year.
Yeah, he was. He gave up none in his first 2 starts, and then he's given up 4, 2, and 2.
Yep.
Which, it's not terrible, but he does have a 1.26 away ERA, which is a little worrisome.
Don't worry.
Not my favorite game. Not my favorite game.
Yeah, why not?
Kyle Gibson is going against Walker Buehler. It was not Walker Buehler earlier today. Breaking news. The man who was taken out while throwing a perfect game has now been placed on the IL because of elbow inflammation.
Oh, no.
So we got Kyle Gibson and Walker Buehler. I haven't even handicapped this one because that news came out late. The line is locked. It was heavy Dodger favorite.
It is. I have it as Dodgers. Well, wait, hold on. Let me get first five. First five money line Dodgers minus 235.
That's good still price. High. Still good price.
Still high. I'm going to stay away from them.
Yeah, I'm out.
Run lines plus 1.5 for the Phillies minus 130.
First five plus 1.5?
First five plus 1.5.
Hold on a second.
Dodgers minus 1.5 plus 1.
Hold on 1 second, please.
I can't do it.
Kyle Gibson.
What's Gibson been?
He's given up 2-0-2 in his last three. He's got a 4-2-0 away ERA. Holmes good. Walker Buehler has a 2.87. Yeah, I'm not going to do it. Well, 1.5 is a lot of runs.
They beat the Rays. Dodgers last night, too.
See how these two... They beat them, yeah. So, in the last...
Phillies might be getting going here, huh?
Yeah. That's what, remember I said a couple days ago, it feels like they could be that...
Phillies. I'll take it. Fuck!
Phillies are fourth versus right-hand pitching in the last month.
I can't turn down fucking 1.5.
Dodgers are 22nd. Let's see in the last...
No way that bet hits. Two weeks. Way it hits.
In the last 2 weeks, the Phillies are 12th and the Dodgers are 19th. Oh, I'm not going to do it.
I am.
Maybe we should. I'm in.
There we go.
Fuck it. It's Friday, right?
That's what I heard.
Fucking Philly. First five plus 1.5. Hell yeah. Yeah, they almost blew that game last night. They had the big lead. All right, I'm on Houston first five money line, Baltimore first five plus 1.5, Rays first five plus 1.5, White Sox first five plus 1.5, D-backs first five money line, and Philly first five plus 1.5.
Ooh, Reds first five plus 1.5, Brewers first five money line, Astros first five money line, Blue Jays first five money line, Red Sox first five plus 1.5, Giants first five money line, Royals first five plus 1.5, D-backs first five money line. Phillies first five plus 1.5.
Nick, what was the line on the plus 1.5? The juice, do you know? Can you remember?
Oh, you.
For Dodgers, Phillies?
Yeah, Phillies first five plus 1.5. What was the.
Phillies first five plus 1.5 is minus 130.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. What are we talking
about? What are we talking
about? We'll give it a go.
Why not?
Hey, we'll give it a run.
Fuck it!
Footy. Lad. What is going on in the footy world lad. This weekend?
FA Cup final tomorrow's Chelsea Liverpool, my friend. Absolute battle. Where are we here? Bundesliga tomorrow. Leverkusen draw no bet versus Freiburg. Leverkusen's won 3 straight. Stuttgart double chance at home versus Cologne. Frankfurt double chance at home versus Mainz. La Liga, Valencia draw no bet versus Espanyol. Both teams are struggling, but Valencia, I think, is a little bit better.
Okay.
Serie A, Empoli double chance at home versus Salernitana.
Salernitana.
They're a better team, and they're at home. I don't understand this line at all.
Thank you, Salernitana.
Hellas Verona draw no bet at home versus Torino. Ligue 1, Marseille double chance versus Rennes. Marseille is better. I mean, Rennes, they're both good teams, but I think Marseille should at least get a draw here. Lorient, draw no bet versus Bordeaux. Bordeaux is dead last. Lorient, 17th, but they're still fighting relegation. They should be able to get a dub here. Angers, double chance versus Metz. Lens, draw no bet at Troyes. They haven't lost in 6.
Okay.
And to Sunday, I have Aston Villa, money line at home versus Crystal Palace.
Good luck.
Brighton, draw no bet versus Leeds.
Okay.
Leicester, money line versus Watford. Watford's relegated. They ain't got shit to play for. Brentford, I'll take double chance versus Everton. Everton fighting relegation, but I think Brentford should at least get a draw.
Mm-hmm.
La Liga, give me Atletico, draw no bet versus Sevilla. Celta Vigo, money line versus Elche. Real Madrid, draw no bet at Cadiz.
Ooh.
Real Sociedad, double chance at Villarreal. Rayo Vallecano, double chance versus Mallorca. Barcelona, money line at Getafe.
Uh-huh.
And then to the Serie A, give me Napoli, money line versus Genoa. And AC Milan, money loin over Atalanta.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Nick, good luck tonight.
Good luck.
Mick, good luck tonight.
Hey, good luck, Tone.
All of you. Good luck tonight.
Hell yeah.
Good luck this weekend. We wish you luck because you are such honorable, commendable, loyal, good people. And we love you. Don't you ever forget that.
Hell yeah.
It's good stuff.
Hell yeah.
It's good stuff.
Hope you win money.
Win that money, huh?
Win money from FanDuel Sportsbook.
Win the fucking money, huh?
At Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram. Tweeting out ball games tomorrow?
What's that?
Tweeting out ball games tomorrow?
I'm sure I will.
I'm sure
you will. I didn't last weekend.
How come? Tie one on? Oof.
Don't think it will. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, footy went well. That's all we needed.
Smackdown tonight.
Footy
goes
well in the morning. Usually I'll just
I hear
put my feet up, but no, I'll put some up tomorrow for sure.
Smackdown tonight at 8 o'clock.
Fucking Butch, dude. Ooh,
that guy's a menace.
Butch is back.
We'll be back on Monday. That's when we'll be back. 15 minutes after Pat's show. We cannot thank you enough. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer down.